Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
From his new 2017 album called Here and Now, another anthem to these modern political times of ours, that was award-winning composer, arranger, and trombonist Nick Finzer with his tune Race to the Bottom. And that will begin this new and rousing episode of Neon Jazz. Before we move on into the world of Nick, have a listen to his thoughts on this latest album during a recent talk with us.
For me, like, no matter what the... you know, what goes on, you know, I have to think that, it's better times ahead, and that all of us together were more powerful than separate and fighting and arguing. And so that, I think you're right. There's a trying to have an undertone of a positive message, even though it can be kind of turbulent. We'll get through it, you know. For me, it's like just kind of the power of people and the power of thinking positively and of people coming together to make, you know, things happen.
So Nick is always bringing the joy and power of jazz to both traditional fans and modern 21st century audiences. His sole mission is to be a passionate voice defining the sound of jazz in this 2017 era and ushering in street cred to the trombone with a bold, tight sound. From an early age, he came from a house full of music and developed a fascination for the music of Duke Ellington. And in high school, he was performing at the annual Essentially Ellington competition of jazz at Lincoln Center. This was the hook, and it would be music that would be his life mission. Trombone great, Wycliffe Gordon recognized the talent and began a lifelong mentorship by writing four pieces for Nick while he attended the Eastman School of Music. Nick went on to get his master's at Juilliard's prestigious jazz program, where he was mentored by trombone legend Steve Tree. Since that time, Nick has been releasing albums, touring, and making the world of jazz a very forward-thinking world. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that knows how to wail, swing, shout, and give the world a bit of that jazz you dig, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Just full of jazz for that little soul of yours. Known for his time with Count Basie, and specifically those Kansas City years and beyond, giving the trumpet some true street cred. This is Cat Anderson with his very own orchestra with the tune Cats in the Alley.
Thank you. This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Sicilian-born pianist and composer George Wallington with his trio with the tune Fairyland off the complete 1949-56 sessions. So when George moved with his family to America, or New York specifically, back in 1925, his father sang opera and introduced his son to classical music. But it was jazz that won his heart. He listened to jazz after hearing the music of saxophonist Lester the Prez Young, and that would be his calling in life. From 43 to 53, he played with Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Alan Eager, Kai Winding, Terry Gibbs, and the list goes on. Al Cohn, Zoot Sims, we could go on. He is very well known for the tunes Lemon Drop and Godchild, and that is his story, and he's sticking to it. From arguably the coolest cat in the room, always, this is Sax Cat Zoot Sims back in 1962 with the tune Desperation off his LP that wasn't Desperation. It was a good one. What's cooking on this tasty hour of jazz, kids?
Hi, my name is Jerry Hemingway. I'm here in Luzern, Switzerland. I'm letting you know that Joe Domino runs a wonderful show called Neon Jazz, and I hope you listen to it and enjoy it.
That was the jazz trio Drum, Bass, Bone with the 2011 song The Other Parade. So this group has melded the uniqueness of its instrumentation with the singular personality of its three distinct members. It's a true collective. Their music combines the distinctive compositional and improvisational approaches with a big musical rapport. And you hear it in their music. Mark Helias, the great Jerry Hemingway out in Switzerland, and Ray Anderson began performing as a trio in the fall of 77. And after a break, they're back right here in 2017. They will be releasing a special double CD of material, and the fans are going to dig it. From the cool combo of trumpeter, flugelhornist, and vocalist Chet Baker, teamed up with bebop pianist who wasn't well known but knew how to play the keys. This is Dick Twardzik with Chet back in 1955 with the tune The Girl from Greenland on this very colorful hour of Jazz Kids.
Mike Dees, jazz trombonist, and I'm coming at you from East Lansing, Michigan, and welcoming you to Joe Domino's Kansas City Neon Jazz Show. Keep tuning in and listening, and thank you for supporting live music.
This is a cat originally from Long Island, New York, and now he resides in the Windy City of Chicago. Piano improviser, composer, and producer Paul Gilorenzo with his trio in tow with the 2012 song All Together Now. Paul is a very diverse cat, featured in a wide variety of groups and contexts, ranging from jazz and improvised music to electroacoustic noise to sound and video performance. Did you catch all that? There's a lot going on there. And he's been around performing throughout the Midwest, Eastern U.S., Canada, Europe, and Brazil. And along with all of this, he is the presenter, organizer, and co-founder of the music venue and art gallery Elastic. And this joint place produces hundreds of creative music concerts and events around Chicago. They've been doing it since 2001. From the grand talent, British-American singer, songwriter, actress, and former stand-up comedian, it's a pleasure to have her on the show for the first time. This is Nellie McKay, and she's just as funny as she is talented. Skipping around from jazz to rap, disco to funk, this is the 2011 song Wild Romantic Blues off the Boardwalk Empire soundtrack, and they just brought jazz magic every single volume they put out on this empire of a program.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think Neon Jazz is out of this world.
That was New York strong saxophonist, flutist, and composer Steve Schlegel with the 1993 song Lead Belly Says. So he released 14 CDs as a leader and performed on too many to count. He was actually the musical director of the Mingus Big Band, and for quite some time he wrote many of the band's arrangements. And he was also very instrumental in the outfit of Joe Lovano's Non-Ed, and that was a great sound. The two-time Grammy Award winner is always collaborating and looking for the next big thing, and he usually finds it. Led by the talented teachers of Stephen Samsell and Bill Dodd, right out of a suburb of Kansas City, and the future of jazz is bright and shiny. This is the Martin City Middle School Jazz Ensemble with a cover of Miles Davis's classic Milestones off a scorching good CD called Hot Sweet Jazz. It was a concert done back in 2016.
Oh,
Again, that was proof that the kids are learning and keeping that jazz fire burning bright in Martin City Middle School. That was the Jazz Ensemble, led by Stephen Samsell and Bill Dodd, Miles Davis's Milestones, and it sounded awfully good. And with the Professor of Cool, the leader of the Jazz Jedi Council, we leave this hour of music together behind the keys of the great Dr. Lonnie Smith, one of the most gentle, wisest souls in jazz to ever grace this planet. This is the tune Ola Muneka off the 2011 CD Mama Whaler. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a whaler with some serious clout, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, we always dig hearing from you out there in Radio Land. You can always reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.